This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. On the auspicious occasion of Mauni Amavasya, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has urged the devotees to take a holy dip at their nearest Ganga Ghat. Talking to the media about the incident over the Sangam Nose, he said today around 8 to 10 crore devotees are present in Prayagraj. There is a huge pressure due to all devotees wanting to go to Sangam Nose. He said the administration is continuously working at the local level to provide safe bathing to the devotees. Mr. Adityanath said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah has taken cognizance of the incident.
प्रयागराज में हालात वर्तमान में नियंत्रण में हैं, लेकिन भीड़ का दबाव बहुत बना हुआ है. अखाड़ा परिषद से जुड़े हुए पदाधिकारियों के साथ मैंने स्वयं भी बातचीत की है. संगम नोच पर, अखाड़ा मार्ग पर, नागवासुकी मार्ग पर लगातार दबाव बना हुआ है और वहां पर उन श्रद्धालुजनों की सुविधा के लिए भी हर प्रकार की वहां पर प्रशासन पूरी मुस्तैदी के साथ लगा हुआ है. और इसीलिए मेरी अपील है पूरे प्रदेशवासियों से, पूरे देशवासियों से और सभी श्रद्धालुओं से भी, सभी पूज्य संतों से भी कि अफवाह पर कोई ध्यान न दे, संयम से काम ले.
The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched its new generation satellite NVS-02 from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh today. Geosynchronous satellite launch vehicle GSLV F-15 carrying the NVS-02 lifted off at 6:23 a.m. this morning. This launch marks a remarkable milestone for ISRO, commemorating the 100th launch from Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. Speaking after the successful launch of the mission, Dr. V. Narayanan, Chairman ISRO, said,
"Extremely happy to announce from the spaceport of ISRO that the first launch of this year, 2025, has been successfully accomplished, with GSLV F-15 launch vehicle precisely injecting the navigation satellite NVS-02 in the required intended orbit."
As part of the Republic Day celebrations, beating retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. This year, in the beating retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the beating the retreat ceremony. As per the traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 2 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. today. No traffic will be allowed on Raisina Road from Krishi Bhavan and Sunehri Masjid roundabouts towards Vijay Chowk. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters. From rallies and roadshows to door-to-door campaigns, prominent leaders from the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress are actively engaging with the electorate to gain support in favour of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally at Kartar Nagar in Shahadra Assembly constituency today. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will hold rallies in Matiala and Vikaspuri. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will address the public gatherings in Badli and Timarpur Legislative Assemblies this evening, whereas senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public gathering in Bavana. The Election Commission has issued a notice to Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal in connection with the complaints filed by BJP and Congress over his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River during an interview. The Commission has asked Mr. Kejriwal to furnish his response on the complaints with evidentiary support by 8 p.m. today. The IMD has forecast dense fog conditions over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. According to IMD, light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm is expected over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya for the next 2 days. Indian pace spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been honoured with the prestigious Sir Garfield Sobers Trophy for ICC Men's Cricket of the Year 2024, recognising his exceptional performances across all formats. And that is the end of this news bulletin.